China has protested to the United States against vilifying remarks made by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, the foreign ministry said on Sunday, while accusing it of deliberately ignoring calls for peace from regional nations. China has objected to Hegseth calling it a threat in the Indo-Pacific, the ministry added, describing his comments at the Shangri-La dialogue in Singapore on Saturday as deplorable. Hegseth deliberately ignored the call for peace and development by countries in the region, and instead touted the Cold War mentality for bloc confrontation, vilified China with defamatory allegations, and falsely called China a threat, the ministry said on its website. The United States has deployed offensive weaponry in the South China Sea and kept stoking flames and creating tensions in the Asia-Pacific, which are turning the region into a powder keg, it added in the statement. China's defense ministry also weighed in, saying the U.S. is accustomed to using the forum to stoke disputes, sow discord, and seek selfish interests. China's armed forces will work with other countries in the region to oppose hegemonism harming the Asia-Pacific region, ministry spokesperson Zhang Zhogeng said in a statement posted on the ministry's WeChat account. Hegseth had urged allies in the Indo-Pacific region, including key security partner Australia, to spend more on defense after warning of the real and potentially imminent threat from China. Asked about the call to boost defense spending, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said his government had pledged an extra $10 billion Australian, $6 billion, to defense. "What we'll do is we'll determine our defense policy," he told reporters on Sunday, a transcript of his remarks showed. As part of Washington's long-standing defense ties with the Philippines, the U.S. military this year deployed Typhon launchers that can fire missiles to hit targets in both China and Russia from the island of Luzon. India believes switching tactics on the first day of conflict with Pakistan earlier this month established a decisive advantage, before the neighbors announced a ceasefire 3 days later, India's highest-ranking general said on Saturday. China and the Philippines contest sovereignty over some islands and atolls in the South China Sea, with growing maritime run-ins between their coast guards as both vie to patrol the waters. China's delegation at the forum said external intervention was the biggest risk for stability in the South China Sea, saying the country had shown goodwill and restraint through talks on the issue. Some foreign powers have sent warplanes and warships to the South China Sea for so-called freedom of navigation, the state-backed Global Times newspaper cited Senior Colonel Zhang Qi from the PLA National Defense University as saying, "Such actions infringe China's territorial sovereignty and maritime rights and interests," he added. The United States, Australia,